Good morning.
Hey, Seattle.
As always, it's your girls, Jasmine and Shantae.
Welcome to another Thursday morning and another episode of The Way with Jazz and Tay.
We'll be bringing you lots of laughs and class to get you ready for the day and the weekend ahead.
Will it be the way or not the way? Find out and join the conversation.
Hey guys, welcome back to The Way with Jazz and Tay.
It's your girls, Jazz and
Shantae. Your favorite purple.
Purple people.
Purples.
On a Thursday purple morning.
And we've had like actually a really good week weather wise. It's going to be sunny today. Tomorrow it was sunny yesterday.
Hottest day of the week, ladies.
Today?
Sure, why not?
Oh, look at that.
I plan to be outside.
Yeah, we plan on going for like a walk around the neighborhood on our lunch. And yeah, yesterday I sat out on our back patio for a little bit, soaked up the sun. It was nice.
I think a lot of people are starting to get out. They're getting a little cabin fever, you know, that
absolutely
sort of thing. And
yeah,
low 60s. So that's like, you know, for the Seattle area, that's perfect for us.
It's summer.
Bathing suit weather.
It is perfect.
It's summertime out here.
Before we hop into our recaps of the week, we wanted to give a really quick shout out and big thank you to Hubbard Radio.
Yes.
And 1150 AM KKNW family and Benny and Eric.
Yes.
And little Eric and big Eric.
Biggie.
Oh, they're gonna love that. Yeah, Biggie and Little E. Love
we
it.
Just wanted to give you guys a shout out because you guys have really helped us keep this thing running. Business as usual. And you guys have also checked in on us and like make sure that we're good and our families are good. And,
yeah,
you know, that we still have jobs. And so we just thank you guys for that.
And we really appreciate that.
Oh, you're welcome. One big happy family. We're all in this together, right? Big
exactly.
Hug, big
yeah.
Hug.
And I really feel that with you guys. So.
I just started singing High School Musical.
Yeah. Aww. We're all in this together. Yeah.
Yes,
it's totally Jenny. Different with the video now, isn't it?
I know.
Yeah,
but now that we've given our shout out, thank you guys. Let's let them know what we did this week.
Let's see. We had two virtual happy hours.
Ballin'.
One of them was a little more like low key, kind of like an icebreaker to like the bigger happy hour.
It was like, let's see if we can pull this off. Like,
yeah.
How many people can we get? And we probably had like four.
And it was pretty fun. We had like four people. We did like a small, we played a small game, kind of like a little scavenger hunt around the house.
That was a lot of fun. And honestly, I want to do it again with like a bigger group because
yeah.
I want to see what everybody else brings.
And
we'll have to do it for Easter. Easter's coming up.
Yep, we'll do that.
Okay.
And Shantae did the cinnamon challenge.
You didn't.
It was horrid.
Which was really funny. It
that was like the hottest thing, what, like 3 years ago or something like that?
Yeah, like 2016 or something. Yeah.
It took you that long to prepare. Right.
But we had a happy hour on Saturday, which was supposed to take place from 5 to 7. I don't think we got off of Zoom until about 8:30, 9 o'clock.
9 o'clock, yep.
4 hour
happy hour.
We had bought like a 12-pack of ciders to play or you know to drink during this, and we went through all of it.
We were trying to keep it low key this way.
Yeah, we were. Like, we were trying to keep it low key.
We'll just sip. It's only 2 hours.
Because we were doing shots the night before. Well. 6 bottles of cider later.
Oh boy.
my mom joined in on the fun. Like she called in. We had a few people over in Italy jump on and play
yeah.
with us.
Friends in Cali.
Like that was really, really cool because we all managed to set that chunk of time out of our day and jump on the call. And it was fun. We played this game called Stay the F Inside. Expletive. Yeah.
And it was definitely a drinking game.
Definitely.
Like all it was like, if you've ever been to like, I don't know.
If you've, if you know 3 facts about COVID-19, state them. And if you can't, then you have to take like 5 sips.
And all of them were like, take 5 sips or take 6 sips. So you'd have to take 5 sips and then on the next one have to turn around and take
like six.
Another six.
Like throwing yeah. it back to the old college days for sure.
Oh
my
yeah.
Gosh.
Yeah, man. I was like, whoo.
I'm not built for that. I was like, come on.
Yeah. but that was really fun. I'm going to say that was probably the highlight of my weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was.
We've definitely attended a lot of Zoom meetings, a lot of Zoom parties. We also, just on Tuesday, one of our friends had a birthday party via Zoom, and that was a lot of fun as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, that was.
What I really love about this time is that everybody's coming together, and I feel like we're all connecting more than we normally do
yes.
when we're allowed to go outside.
Oh, absolutely.
You haven't had any issues of Zoom bombing yet, have you?
No, not yet.
Have you heard about that, you know, since last week? So last week, you know, Zoom has been getting so popular, of course, with everything happening, and so is Skype. And so there's been a lot of larger meetings, like 100,000 plus people meetings or rooms, and people have been able to get the link and jump in, and they can't control who goes and comes and goes in the room. So now over the weekend, they've really kind of tightened up the security reins on Zoom. So you have to accept those that are coming in.
That is so frustrating.
And it has a password now.
Yeah.
I just think people will always try to.
But it's like, you know, we're already going through a hard time.
I know,
like, people
right?
are already going through it. We're already trying to adapt. And then I'm just going to be that person that, oh, I'm going to go and ruin this really important meeting about coronavirus because I'm bored.
I mean,
I'll defend the hackers of the world. They're bored too, I guess. So
yeah, I was gonna say they're bored
do.
As well.
I get that, but like, come on.
They're probably working on their skills. They're like, I wonder if I could hack this.
See if I still got it. See if I still got it. Mom, get off the line. I gotta go hack a room here. Real fast. Like,
I can't.
That's exactly what's going on.
I mean, it's like, come on, if you're gonna hack a meeting, hack something important like White House Zoom meetings or something. I don't know. Hack the Pentagon Zoom meeting.
I'm sure he'd get more attention that way.
I was about to say, they'd probably be going to jail if that were the case. So that's really been our week. A lot more eventful than the week before. And I don't know. I hope
it's weird how have we been busy all of a sudden?
Yeah. It's a lot of fun though. I mean,
yeah,
because just being in the house and sitting in the house is driving me crazy. So
yeah.
Like knowing that I have things to do is making it a little bit better.
On top of that, we had burritos for dinner on Friday. I think it was Friday that we had dinner because
it was Thursday.
Well, one day last week was National Burrito Day. So we definitely participated and made burritos. And we kind of actually ended up having Mexican all week. Like, we had tacos.
Yes.
We had...
Bonus.
Yeah.
We love Mexican food in this
Who
house.
Who doesn't?
I'm taking a bit of a hiatus.
Who doesn't?
Yeah.
At least
comfort.
Oh, because I also had those like birria tacos too. I was, I need to take a chill from Mexican food.
Let's hop into our icebreaker. So we're going to throw it back. Not really throw it back. We're just going to take it back to Would You Rather. That's a good...
It is. It's a constant thing. Yes.
Oh my gosh. Would you rather kiss a snake or a jellyfish?
A snake or a jellyfish, huh?
I didn't know it.
I'd rather kiss a jellyfish because only the tentacles on jellyfish will sting you. If I kiss the top of it, I'll be fine. Snakes are unpredictable.
There's snakes that have, that are safe and some that aren't. So.
Yeah, but like how many snakes are going to let you just go up to them and kiss them?
There's garter snakes. There's little guys out there.
Yeah, the snakes people have as pets.
I'm going to kiss a jellyfish.
I'll do a snake.
Because here's the thing with jellyfish, they just float. They go wherever, like, the water takes them. They don't really have, like, brains to, like, do things, whereas snakes do.
I might actually go with the snake. If I get to, like, choose the snake and it's, like, a controlled environment. Because, like, you've held a snake before. You could have easily have.
I've held multiple snakes.
Pecked that guy.
Snickers, remember?
I don't remember the
That was a snake's name?
Some dude in California, we were walking through shopping and he just had this pet snake. And I was like, he was like letting people pet it. And I was like, can I hold him?
I feel it's like some Vegas thing. Like you're walking around Vegas. I'm like, hey, hold my pet snake. That's kind of weird.
It was exactly like that.
Okay. I've got a good one. this is a good one. I'm sorry. I'm just really excited. This
Barely.
Is really good. Would you rather be a great dancer or a great singer?
I chose this one specifically because I had my answer ready. I'd rather be a great singer because I love to sing and I can't really. So if I could just have that ability, that would be amazing.
I would not
shut up. Everybody would hate me. You know, like I already kind of, I'm not that great of a dancer now, so I can suffer through not being a great dancer, but being a great singer, man.
I can.
Is this for like longevity, like as far as the body stays active with the age per se, you know what I mean? So like, you know, when you get older, like, okay, Justin Bieber, classic example, right? As far as he was such a like a baby sound, and now he's full adult, obviously. But over time, he's changed with his music, and it's really kind of flowed with him because it's an obvious thing. Dancing, it kind of breaks down over time. So for me, I would definitely probably stay with singing.
Yeah, I was saying that because, like, I grew up dancing, mm-hmm. and I definitely know that after, like, probably 22, 23, it was, like, a lot more work to, like, maintain, right. you know, certain things and, you know, certain skill levels. So I feel that. But also, like, I know a lot of people who are 10 years older than me who are still dancing with them, like, 15, 16
really?
Year olds.
Good for them.
It's just a matter of, like, yeah, it's how much you put into it sure. and all that. So I'm going to say, because I can already kind of dance, I'm not great. I'm a good dancer, you know.
Yeah, but how like, old are you?
Add that with like amazing singing, put the two together.
She's like Sierra level.
You feel me?
Okay. Oh, no.
Level up. I'm dead. And then just imagine if like, you know, Shantae and I got together with our beautiful singing voices, and, you know.
We'd be the next Mary Mary.
Although I have seen a couple of videos of you two ladies doing some choreography with some recent songs.
Have you ever watched our TikTok?
So, I mean, they do pop up on, you know, like, you know, some feeds.
Yep.
We are Facebook friends. And on the IG.
Let's see. Okay, would you rather get attacked by a goose and possibly be killed, or get attacked by a great white shark but definitely live?
Goose.
Goose, for sure.
I could easily run faster.
I think the shock of the great white would kill me alone.
I ask you a question? Are geeks known to kill people?
No, but they're pretty vicious.
Just peck
I'm
away
just imagining you getting like pecked to death by.
That's
a
what
geek.
I was just thinking.
How embarrassing! Well, you know. So what happened? How did it pass? Well, you know, the goose goose got her eye.
She was pecked to death.
Oh, that's a good one. That's funny. Yeah, I couldn't even imagine because I already have a fear of just like swimming in the ocean.
Yeah.
Let alone having the little shark come up.
I wouldn't handle well with that.
It's all thanks to Jaws. It's all thanks to Jaws.
The water might get me.
I mean, yeah. Come on.
Like,
oh yeah, you can't swim very well.
I'd be like, yeah, it would be a mess.
Oh, this is a good one to think about. Would you rather be able to remember everything you see or remember everything you hear?
Ooh.
Right.
We've got so much already that we've involved in and on, yeah, on you know, on board so much. So that's kind of hard. If you were younger, that'd be a little easier.
Because I feel like everything I hear, I have a hard time like hearing things and retaining it. Whereas if I see something, I'm probably going to like see it again. Or I'm more likely to probably see it again. I don't know. That's a tough one.
I'm trying to think like everything that I see.
I'm probably gonna go with everything that I hear.
I think
I'm gonna do hear as well because visually some things you just can't get rid of.
True. And that is very true.
Like, thanks also for what's going on with you with COVID-19, all that. Our first responders, I mean, all those people, and they have to see so much and react so quickly. I feel there's more of a mental game there that would be harder to, you know, get rid of versus hearing? Because, I mean, I hear stuff all day long here, you know?
Right.
What I mean? And, you know, tomorrow I'll be like, oh, I don't remember what they said on the air. You know,
that's true, because seeing stuff can...
It's burned in, I think, just a little bit deeper.
I think we took it there. But that is so factual.
Mm-hmm. That'd be me. I'd rather hear.
I don't know how to answer this. I think I'm gonna piggyback with Benny, like hearing, even though I don't think, like, I'm thinking of it as like a learning or like a retaining thing.
That's how I was thinking.
And me, period, it wouldn't be everything that I hear. It would be every, cause like I'm more of a visual do it type of person.
Same.
Like I have to do something in order for it to kind of stick. And so I'm like, I don't think I'd be remembering too much if I'm basing it off my hearing. But, yeah, maybe everything that I hear, because yeah, taking that part, like you see some things that are not worth like having to remember. And
yeah, very good point.
All right. That was a lot of fun.
That was
another one.
Let's do a quick one and then we'll jump to our, we'll jump to a break.
Okay.
All right. You got this one.
Would you rather be able to lie and no one ever knows, or able to tell when someone is lying?
Ooh. I think I got mine. I would love to be able to know when other people are lying.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Almost had a slip up.
Almost, yes. Absolutely.
But, you know, because this can go even with just like innocent things, or even just like work. I'm thinking like work-wise, you know, it's like, hey, look over this. Let me know if you have any pointers or things like that. And people can be nice and like, oh yeah, you know, that looks great. And then go and tell their supervisor, like, hey, yo, she's not getting this. I don't know what to do. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I would rather someone be truthful with me up front, because you're probably going to hurt more of my feelings when I find out that you've been lying to me about it rather than what you're lying to me about, you know?
Yeah, I'm thinking of this just like on a human level, making connections with new people. Like, I feel like people be lying.
Always, though.
Like, I'm thinking of men specifically, like dating. Oh, gosh. I would just love to be able to look into their eyes and be like, this is bullcrap.
Ooh, you're lying.
And the lie detector detected that was a lie.
Yeah.
That would just be awesome. Like, to not have to listen to some of the crap that you're fed. Like,
that's
I don't believe
true.
You.
Yeah.
This
that's
is all not
true.
Real.
It's always
you were
like
not the... that good. I was better.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
I agree. And honestly, like, I try to lead a relatively honest life. And I understand that, you know, sometimes you lie to people because you're protecting them, or, you know, you are, but
nah.
But at the end of the day, I'm all about, like, I would very much rather have the truth than deal with the truth.
I feel like people say that they're protecting people when they lie, and I just think that
they're protecting
a
themselves.
Lie. Yeah, they're protecting
like,
themselves.
No, I'm protecting, right.
It's like, yeah, it might hurt the person's feelings, but I feel like you mainly don't want, you're afraid to have to communicate or be vulnerable or honest.
Right.
Like, literally, you're just afraid to be honest. That's
right.
All you. You're protecting yourself.
Nice.
People can handle the truth a lot better than we give them credit for.
Thank you. That's very true. That, because you don't know until you give them that, like, space for the opportunity to react to something.
Exactly.
Like that. Come on.
Yeah, give people the benefit of the doubt. Maybe.
Maybe.
Sometimes.
And on that note, we're going to jump into a quick break. Don't forget to tune back in. You're listening to The Way with Jazz and Tay.
Time is funny. Sometimes it seems fast and other times slow. When it comes to time slots remaining on Alternative Talk 1150, time is running out. In fact, there are just a few primetime slots available. So if you want to host your own radio program, the time to call 425-653-1150 is right now. Nope, no time for excuses. Dial 425-653-1150 to find out how affordable it can be to host a radio show. Alternative Talk, we have an opportunity waiting just for you.
Hey, Seattle. Tune in to The Way with Jazz and Tay every Thursday morning from 7 to 8 a.m.
We'll be bringing you lots of laughs and class to get you ready for the day and the weekend ahead.
We have something for everyone, from Song of the Week, where we'll introduce you to local Seattle artists,
to the quirky games that we play for that little pick-me-up to get you through your morning commute. Again, that's The Way with Jazz and Tay every Thursday morning from 7 to 8 a.m.
And don't forget to follow us on Instagram at The Way Jazz and Tay and on Twitter at The Way JT. See you guys on Thursday.
The Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council present the story of Tom and Levi.
Tom is the smartest man I know. He's been a professor at two major universities, been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, he told me that he was having problems in his classes. I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. And he was telling them that he was doing it as a favor to them, but I think in reality, he just wanted to get out of there. I was really starting to worry because I saw something was wrong.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me, and my love for him was just immense.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
On the path to good health and well-being, Alternative Talk 1150 is the station for you.
Welcome back, guys.
Hey, guys.
So before we headed into our break, we kind of did our icebreaker, would you rather? And we had some thought-provoking ones this week that kind of made us stop and think, and I liked that.
I always appreciate the ones that kind of like make us think a little harder than normal.
The ones that you can't just answer immediately. Yeah. Yeah. So thanks for that. Tay provided those ones. So thank you for that, Tay.
So as we've been doing weekly, we're going to hop into a really quick coronavirus health update, you guys. We just think it's really important in this time to keep each other updated on what's going on in our lives, each other's life, and in the community. Not much has changed. not much has changed. We're still under stay-at-home order.
Yeah.
I think now the CDC is actually asking that if you go out in public, that you wear a cloth face mask or some kind of face protection so that you don't spread germs. And then also last week, this happened, I'm pretty sure, last Thursday. Jay Inslee extended our stay-at-home order till May 4th. So it was, the end of April?
It was supposed to be,
and now we're going into May. So it's looking like it's going to extend even further. I'm hoping that we nip this in the bud by May, but it's also going to be up to us to stay inside.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, people really need to start listening, okay? Because that's not the business.
Yeah.
That's not the way.
I went out to the grocery store this week, and I had nice Benny.
I'm protecting myself, just making sure.
Benny,
we're staying safe around here.
Sporting his beautiful black face mask.
Yes.
I actually gave a couple to my kids, and they love it. I mean, they really do, because they think they're little ninjas, too. So
right. Kind of,
why not have fun with it? You know, pass some time.
I went to the grocery store this week, and I was really surprised. Like, one, I went with a face mask and gloves on, but I was actually floored and just kind of like shocked at the amount of people that weren't wearing any face protection, and then throughout the store who weren't practicing social distancing.
Yeah.
So people were just walking up on you, grabbing stuff from behind you, and I'm like, first of all, come on.
Yeah, like there's things that you can do if you're not going to cover your face and your hands. And it's just like, it's the bare minimum at this point.
Yeah.
Just have some respect, guys.
I think that that's kind of what it is like, have respect for the other people. Like, you see me taking my measures to stay healthy, and then you roll up on me like, this isn't happening.
And regardless of how you feel or what your views are or whatever, blah, 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 like, this is a thing that businesses, governments, states, cities are all saying and doing. Like, I don't really care at this point what you believe or what you want. We all need to get on board here and just start following directions.
Like, this isn't faith. This isn't a we're not trolling.
Yeah.
I would suggest, though, too, don't be afraid to, you know, even mention when people, like what you were saying, is people coming up on you quickly and kind of invading your bubble, so to speak, you know, your space. Just be like, excuse me, just give me a second. You know, I'm just trying to, you know, respect the social distancing atmosphere. Sorry. And, you know, you see it all over on the floors, all the tape and boxes you have to stand in. And,
well, and so, I've seen it go both ways, where mm-hmm. it's like, there was like these two people who like live together and they happened to go on a walk, and like people on the walk was like yelling at them for like not social distancing, or was like threatening to like, you know, I'm going to call the police on you. And it's just like, you know, we live together. Like, what do you, let's walk in a straight file line. Yeah. And like, it's one of those things where it's like, I understand the concern all at the same time, but you don't have to like be verbally abusive.
I think that people should mind themselves and worry a little bit less about like if you see two people walking down the street, not social distancing, they probably live together, or like, you know what I'm saying? Taking care of each other, see each other all the time.
Now, if there's four or five of us.
If you see like, right.
There's a group of us, like, we've got no business being together.
But I just think it's more about like, make sure that you're doing what you need to do to stop the spread and for you to stay healthy. But enough of that, because we could go on. People are annoying. Schools, it was announced this week that schools are officially done with going to the physical schools at this point. So school's out, but...
School's out for summer, y'all.
They will be doing... I don't know if it's mandatory, but they will be doing online learning at this point.
Okay.
Yes. So.
Yeah, we've already been doing that for the last month, it seems like. And then, we heard the information. It's like, oh, I guess we'll just continue on. Still feel bad for some of the kids, though, especially when you look at seniors. They don't have much of a graduation, and they have there's a lot of athletics that are involved, too. Like, where does that season go? Because a lot of this is the... you know, preparation for their collegiate careers or even professional careers. And so they've got to manage things. So there's a lot on their shoulders. And even for my little guys, you know, they're in third grade, which is, I mean, for me, that's pretty big. For them, it's probably like, whatever. But, you know, they're missing their little friends too. So, there's a lot involved.
I actually called my mom on the day that was announced, and my little brother. I was like, so you're not going back to school? Oh my gosh, I'm so jealous. And he just looked so sad. And my mom was like, he's going to miss his friends, though. We've already established that. And I was like, right.
And like us and like you, it's the routine. You know, a lot of kids get used to that routine of getting up, going, you know, breakfast, they're going to school, see their friends, doing their all routine again, playground, back again, and then home. So, you know.
So with your kids, are they done, or are they continuing? Like, is that a school by school thing? Is that a district by district thing?
I'm in the Renton district, so we're still already doing online learning process. We have, you know, what's called iReady. It's a program that's actually purchased by the school. So they're already doing that. We also have the teachers still sending us other little projects they can do. We check in with, Seesaw, I believe is the program where you can upload videos and, you know, from your progress from the day of like reading something from books, and other kids can comment on it. So it's like their own little Facebook, which is pretty, you know, virtually interactive. Cool. So, yeah.
Yeah, I don't think that they've closed school.
Right, so they'll
be still learning. So they're not going back to their school.
Got it. It's just
so
online,
be doing that until the end of the school year.
Correct.
Because there's all like maybe like a month left for a lot of people.
Correct.
A month or two left. And by the time the stay-at-home order, there'll only be like 4 weeks left in school.
Yeah,
and that's kind of, okay. So that's kind of what I was thinking. I wasn't sure if it was like canceled, or if they were not. But I understand now.
No, they're just not physically going.
They're just not physically going to the school.
Which I think that was my understanding. So that's why I think I'm confused that it's just now officially like, no, we're not allowing it now.
I think what it was one, they were trying to see what it looked like to have these kids go to school online for a month.
Okay.
Like, is that even feasible? Because like for a lot of people, like we said in the beginning, a lot of people don't have the resources or the money to do that, Wi-Fi, all these things. And they tried it out. And so like the schools that did it and it worked fine. And now that we know we're not going back, or we're not going to be able to like resume normalcy until May 4th, it doesn't make sense to be like, yeah, we're going to try and get them back in school, because we all know, like, as soon as you think that it's let up, we let people back outside and it comes back tenfold.
Right. Even another an additional little hiccup for some families, you know, they can't really afford the top of the line equipment to get online, you know, with computers and phones. A lot of the parents may still be going to work, and that means kids are left back behind, either being helped by someone else, and they don't have those tools to go online to help while their parents are away, you know. So there's those other factors, and even food, you know, the meal programs, those are still going on at those schools. And so you need to just check in with, you know, your local districts and see who's got them going on and so forth like that too. So,
well, this, thank you, Benny, for that, actually. Sure. So that's really helpful insight. Like, neither of us have kids. I don't really have anyone that's immediately directed, like, that's connected to me that's affected by that with kids. So that's helpful information and insight.
I mean, you could text Megan. That's where I get all my information from. I'm like, dang, you guys are going through it over there.
Yeah, and that's also the stress that the parents are dealing with, you know, on top of their jobs. And that's changed from going in to being at home, and you have to manage the home life on top of your work life. And it's just, it's piling up, and a lot of parents are kind of, you know, they're just managing it in a different level. So.
Right. I think it definitely depends on, like, the work that the parent does as well. Because my mom, she's like, I'm actually quite enjoying it. We might continue homeschooling after this. I was like, interesting. Like, it's working out for you guys. I'm hearing a lot of different opinions or perspectives on that. So April 7th was actually, and this is just like a random tidbit, April 7th was actually World Health Day. And the theme for this year was support nurses and midwives. And so I just wanted to take this time to shout out all the nurses and doctors on the front lines of this thing, risking their lives and their health and safety to, you know, be there for us, do their jobs, but, like, be there for us and help us to fight this thing. I know a lot of doctors are getting sick, and it's really unfortunate, but... I think that we need them now, and we appreciate them.
Yeah.
And any nurses out there listening, any family member who are nurses or doctors, thank you guys.
Yeah, really. Because it's, you really are putting your lives at risk. That's
absolutely
really scary to think about. And
absolutely.
I couldn't even imagine if I was in your guys' position and just having this grow the way that it is. And you guys are very brave. It's an honorary thing that you guys are doing. So thank you. And that's why y'all went to school for as many years as y'all did.
And one last thing I wanted to touch on that happened this past week. I actually don't know when. Okay, so many of you guys have probably heard about Captain Brett Crozier. He's a captain in the Navy. He was on the USS Theodore Roosevelt, which is a nuclear-powered aircraft carrier. And I'm not sure when he wrote this letter, but he wrote a letter and basically said, we are drowning out here, we need help. So essentially a bunch of the sailors and, you know, crew on this aircraft carrier got sick with coronavirus. They were kind of, they were drowning. They needed help. They didn't have the resources. They needed more test kits.
Yeah, not like drowning. Like, if the boat wasn't going down.
They weren't drowning.
Yeah, okay. I know you're just using that for choice of words, but right.
Kind of like up to their necks in cases of coronavirus. They needed more testing kits. They needed somewhere to dock.
It was a major health issue there on the and it's a floating city. I mean, it's basically, that's what it is. It's a floating city.
It's huge. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And they basically said, you should have kept your mouth shut and fired the man. They fired him for being a whistleblower, is what's being said. I think that that's very interesting, especially because right now I feel like it's weird. I said in the beginning, people are coming together, but also we seem to have, like, a bit of a human problem. It's like, oh, if you have it, don't say anything.
Yeah. And that's exactly what the problem is. It's like, you know, we're as soon as we know about it, it needs to be talked about because of how clearly we see how fast this can spread, you know?
They thought that he was negligent for even letting it get as out of hand as it was. But I don't think on the size of this aircraft carrier, he could have really
what was he supposed to do?
I think it was probably one of those, once one person had it, it was kind of a domino, like, trickle effect.
Oh, I bet.
But that's what's happening from
in a confined space.
Yeah. But that's what was happening in our backyard up in Kirkland at the, you know, retirement center. That's it's basically where it started. And then everyone's like, okay, we got a hold of it. We need to kind of like batten down the hatches and all that. And sure enough, then boom, someone in New York popped up with it. And it's like, there you go. So it's just the ball.
It was just like an impossible and unfair situation. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And he's had to deal with the consequences of it.
However, you know, many people aren't standing for it. He was actually applauded when he was dismissed.
Yeah.
As he was leaving the aircraft carrier. And I also found out that he has actually also himself tested for coronavirus.
I bet.
He has since been.
Yeah. So, mm-hmm. I hope he's getting the best, most absolute care.
I think it's unfortunate, but, you know, I think hopefully on the other side he'll come out of it.
Me too. I would hate to have him succumb to this.
On a better end of it, yeah. Like with another job.
There's so many factors, I think, that you're battling there as for the political status. You know, you know, your rankings, all of those things come into factor. You know, his order's probably been given. You know, he's got higher-ups and everyone, right. Well, you know, our chief and commander, you know, you're trying to plead, you know, and deal with his antics. So
it looks bad on everybody. So, like, if there's somebody above him and he's the one that was like, hey, we kind of need some help, and they didn't know about it, that he broke the chain of command by doing that. But still,
you know, he did the humane thing.
Exactly. He did the right thing.
Right. He did the humane thing. He did the right thing. So yeah.
It'll be talked for some time. Sure.
It's true.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that was our coronavirus health update for you guys this week. Those are some things that have happened in the past week. Again, not so much. I'm hoping that next week we get to say, you know, we've figured this thing out.
We'll see, guys. Let's keep on keeping on.
I'm just trying to say as positive as possible.
Let's keep those dreams alive, guys.
But we're going to roll right into our hot topic. And we're going to revisit something that we talked about last week.
Because we've managed to actually finish this bad boy.
Yeah, you did.
He's kind of got a good voice. Am I wrong?
Yeah, you can produce it up. You can produce it up pretty decent.
I'm like,
so for those of you who haven't caught on yet, we are talking about Tiger King, a.k.a. Mr. Joe
Tiger
Exotic.
Yes, Joe Exotic.
I've got like three hot words here: sequins, fires, and music videos.
You're dead on. Dead on.
So what kills me most about this guy Joe is that, like, you know, when he's doing, you can tell that when he's shooting like a special scene or something, you know, he dresses up and he puts on these hideously tiger print colorful sequins.
Oh,
shirts.
Not to him.
Right. No, sorry. They're beautiful. You know, they're always low cut. You know, you can see his chest, right? But then you go up to the rest of him and he's wearing his dirty, like, trucker hats. You know, like, it just, I was like, dude, it's so funny how, like, you went for this pretty shiny look and then you've got this hat just dirty, wrangled, and covered in mud. Like,
I think he's trying to make his own thing, you know? Like,
yeah. Exactly.
I feel it. And it just, oh my God. It totally kills me. And I love his, he always comes back to how good looking he is, you know?
Yes.
You know, I'm a good looking, you know,
redneck. I'm good looking.
Yes. And if there's nothing that you take out of this, guys, it's you need to be as confident as Joe is in everything that he does. What were you going to say?
If you take anything away, he is not that good looking. He's a confident man.
I love.
Everybody should have the confidence level of Joe.
Yes, I love the confidence level that he has. What also I've come to like kind of appreciate is that he's always wanted to be famous. Mm-hmm. Throughout this, they talk about, you know, he's got this weird energy. You know, he went really crazy when they proposed this idea of having him sit on like this throne as like the Tiger King. He got all like power hungry, like, you know, so he really wants to be famous and well known. And here we are now, like, people are making TikToks using your likeness. You know, people have been photoshopping themselves.
You did it, Joe.
Onto him.
This is for Joe. Free Joe. Free Joe.
You're famous, Joe. You are famous. You made it.
Started from the bottom. Now we're here.
Right. Hey. I mean, for those of you that know, he's in jail. So like, it's a scale here that's a little unbalanced. Yes,
I'm
you are
screaming Free Joe.
But yes, people really are screaming Free Joe. A lot of people are screaming Free Joe and throw Carol in there because they got the wrong one.
I think throw everybody else that was in the documentary in jail and let Joe out.
Yeah.
Like, everything was so crooked.
So here's the thing though, let's be honest. Joe is not innocent.
Absolutely not.
Joe definitely, like,
he's not clean.
No. However, I don't think he needs to be in there for the next, like, 80 years.
He is not as dirty as the people who are out, one. And two, I think that he is, like, the innocent bystander. Like, if all the people involved in the documentary were like, oh, we're going to get a deal and lock Joe up.
Okay, yes.
Joe was
right.
The one who needed to be cutting deals with the FBI, not anybody else. Because all of them, I was like, how are they not in jail as well?
All of them got smart and were like, oh, pointing fingers.
They were like, it's Joe. Joe. Get Joe so that I can stay out of jail. Like...
But yeah, man, you know, there was a huge fire and it was right in the middle of like his feud with Carol Baskin and their like lawsuits and all that.
Well, the fire was to the TV studio and the production house that was doing his show.
And there was alligators there.
Yeah. So there was a lot of kind of like step over, kind of plot thickening. Was
right.
It on purpose? Was it, you know?
Exactly.
I think Leo did it.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, you know he did. You know he did.
Oh, absolutely.
That was too convenient.
Well, there was things that were going to be used in court or subpoena.
Incriminating evidence.
Yeah, and mysteriously it caught fire.
Right.
And then he went on a campaign to go get money to build it back.
But, like, I feel like that's Joe in general.
Totally.
Like, that was his thing. He was like, oh, so I've got incriminating evidence against myself. Burn it.
Yeah, right.
And I'm like, dude, you seem guilty. Why would you burn something if you've got nothing to hide?
Yeah.
So, like, definitely not clean. But let's just, like, switch gears to Doc Antle really quick.
Yeah, let's not forget about
him.
Please
not forget.
Nobody is talking.
We did not forget.
Nobody's talking about him. And he needs to be up there right with Carol.
Let's just say, first of all, I don't think anybody's forgotten about Doc Antle. I just think that Doc Antle thought he was quiet enough during the documentary to not catch anybody's eye. But we have questions about the underage women / cult you got going on.
No, the cult with underage women that you have going on.
There you go.
That's how we
well,
need to,
some
we need
of them
to call
are under,
it what
not
it is.
Not all of them are underage,
true.
You know, because they're aging up.
True,
they stay there for a long time.
Like most do when you're in a cult.
It's his harem. He likes
his harem. Plastic surgery being had just so that they can have time off of work. You're not giving folks breaks. That's illegal. Also, at the end, you're cremating cubs? Like, I'm over it. Doc Antle, I want your head on a platter, and that's all I have to say.
Oh, wow.
It's a figure of speech. Okay. I want him in that. I want him in that.
There's a lot going on there. There's a lot going on.
I want him served up. Yeah, like, I can't believe that we really focused on Joe and the fact that he's just like a... He's just kind of not a smart criminal.
No.
And, like, Doc Antle is running a whole, like, I don't even know what's going on over there, but the fact that he seems untouchable bothers me.
And he's just sitting so happy about it, too. Like, smug. Just smug.
The whole documentary, he'd be like, oh, I'm not going to say too much. I'm like, yeah, because if you say too much, somebody's going to be like, well, now this dude over here, let's ask some questions about what he's got going on.
We do want to point out that we received news that they're going to do a follow-up.
And a reunion show.
And a reunion.
Wow.
So, yes.
It's going to be a hot dumpster fire mess.
Yeah, but it's going to get
hoping,
a lot of ratings.
Right? I'm really, really, really hoping that they do press Doc about what he's got going on.
Absolutely.
I want them to kind of back that Jeff guy. I want them to back him into a corner. Because
Jeff is a piece of work.
A lot of work.
Don't get me started on Jeff.
You guys are getting worked up about this show. All right.
Jeff was like Joe, in which they both thought they were too smart for their own good. Mm-hmm. And Jeff just ended up working it a little bit better.
He
did it a little bit better than Joe.
He was quicker than Joe on the thinking. See, I think that Joe would have never cooperated with the FBI. But like Jeff was like, well, I can't go back to jail.
So
I'm cooperating. You snitch.
And
actually, is he even a snitch? I think the whole thing's made up.
You think so?
I think.
Oh, yeah. I don't want to talk about that quite, because for those of y'all that haven't seen it, there's one nugget here that we're leaving out because we want y'all to watch it. But I think they fabricated the whole thing.
Yeah, I think it's fake. And I think that Jeff should also be in jail sitting right next to Joe.
And at this reunion or like at this follow-up, I really want them to press Miss Carol.
Absolutely.
I want her to get caught up, and I want her to get nervous, and I want them to ask about the case, and I want her to admit, well, she probably won't admit it on the show, but
let's get a lie detector test in there.
Yes.
Let's get Mari on it.
Just to make it, you know, an unofficial lie detector
like,
test.
I need an interrogation. Like, I want an episode of just her being interrogated, because the fact that they never even really question her, really, even there was never really any case, because he just disappeared and they had no leads, and I'm like, I just feel like they didn't try.
Because here's my thing, anytime a wife goes missing from a husband and wife situation, they always look at the husband first. You know, why didn't they look at
every
her?
Episode of Snapped, you know, they always look at the wife first. They always look at the person closest to it first.
She probably paid off the local authorities to look the other way.
Ooh.
Ooh, I know, right?
That's a theory. I like it.
You two are so worked up about this. I love it.
Okay. I've just never been so upset with a lot of humans. Like, I was like, wow, and I'm watching it, and everybody's just dirty, and I don't know whose side I'm on. But free Joe.
Free Joe. So that wraps up the hot topic. We've got another one that we started yesterday that kind of had us hooked, and it's called
100 Humans,
and they do like a bunch of experiments, you know, men, women, or, you know, age related, but it all using the same 100 humans. So we'll talk more about that next week. But
do we want to
oh yeah, we've got a major political update, guys.
We just really wanted to touch on this really quick before we jump into another break. Yesterday, Bernie Sanders announced that he will be suspending his presidential campaign.
Oh, you guys.
And so all Washingtonians are just distraught, sad, sick about it. Except for Shantae. I'm joking. There's probably more Washingtonians that are like, oh, that's good for me. But like, I'm going to be honest, guys. I never thought that Bernie had a chance.
It's, to be honest,
it was 2016 all over again.
Yeah.
Nothing has changed in 4 years. If anything, we've regressed.
Unfortunately.
We've not made progress. Yeah. So, like, I don't know why we thought Bernie would be. I mean, like, everybody was like, you know, we can't let Trump win again. But I just don't know that why we would think.
I know, it's like, if you don't want him to win again, then y'all would have done a little bit more to get where we are. And it's unfortunate that, not that, you know, there was a lot of better Democratic candidates that could have made it this far if y'all would have woken up a little bit earlier.
This was how it was always going to go down.
You know, though.
I mean, like, let's just be, this is how it was going to go down. It was going to be, as soon as Biden said he was running, it was going to be Biden and Trump, and that's it. And honestly, Bernie, I'm sorry. Everybody loves you. We love what you got to say. You're the people's president.
Yeah.
But you were never going to go up against Trump. And if he did, he wasn't going to win. And that's just
factual. Yeah, I hate to say it too.
We've done this. We quite literally did this 4 years ago.
Yes.
Hillary was the number two, and she didn't win. So it's like, at this point, what I need everybody to do is get on Joe Biden's side.
And that's the biggest part, is like, y'all need to suck it up. Don't throw a fit about, I'm just not going to vote, or I'm going to write in, blah, blah, blah. Don't do that nonsense.
Yeah. We're not playing.
That does nothing but hurt. And if anything, that's just taking away votes and giving him more, if you know what I mean.
Exactly.
And that's what we don't need.
I'm just letting you guys know now. I'm ready to go very, like, militant. Like, I'm ready to throw hands if I hear no voting and I'm hearing people writing in some crazy stuff. Get behind it, because
yes.
Trump can't be president again.
Like, the last election, Harambe had some
That was some stupid. Nonsense.
Y'all are idiots.
That was some nonsense. We're not doing that again. Okay. Yes. Yeah, so that's what we wanted to update you guys on. I am really sad to see it. But I also think that in this time where we've got so much uncertainty going on, who even knows? Like, there's a theory that we may not even have elections in November.
Oh my gosh! Because of all of this, because like, of coronavirus.
Think about it. Like, wouldn't that just be kind of like Trump's MO? No, sorry. Let me not talk about this man like this, but like, would that not benefit him to be like, you know, the pandemic's just kind of running rampant. We're going to
postpone the elections. I wish you would.
Stay woke, y'all. Okay. That's my theory.
And on that note,
before we get into a really quick recap with you guys, we would love to take another 2 to 3 minute break. Thank you guys for tuning in. You're listening to The Way. We'll be right back.
Alternative Talk 1150. We're on your radio at 1150 AM. We're on your HD radio at 98.9 Channel 3.
So many ways to listen.
We're on the web at 1150kknw.com. Streaming live audio and video as well as MP3 archives of many of our shows.
So many ways to listen.
And now, we're on your smartphone or tablet. Download our free app in the Apple App Store or Google Play and take Alternative Talk 1150 anywhere you go.
So many ways to listen.
Hey, Seattle! Tune in to The Way with Jazz and Tay every Thursday morning from 7 to 8 a.m.
We'll be bringing you lots of laughs and class to get you ready for the day and the weekend ahead.
We have something for everyone, from Song of the Week, where we'll introduce you to local Seattle artists,
to the quirky games that we play for that little pick-me-up to get you through your morning commute. Again, that's The Way with Jazz and Tay every Thursday morning from 7 to 8 a.m.
And don't forget to follow us on Instagram at The Way Jazz and Tay and on Twitter at The Way JT. See you guys on Thursday.
Bringing good vibes to the Puget Sound and the world. Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey guys, welcome back. That was a very quick break. Thank you guys for tuning in.
We're going to get into a really quick recap. So, our weeks, The Way.
Absolutely. We had
virtual happy hours.
Way too much fun.
Yes. Get to know your people, learn new technology, don't be afraid to try something new. It's a lot of fun.
Pick up a new hobby.
Would you rather?
The Way. Absolutely. Always. This one was really good, thought-provoking. I'm definitely saying The Way all the way.
Sorry, coronavirus health update. I forgot. I was like, what'd we do next?
Coronavirus still not The Way,
right?
Keeping the people informed, The Way.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Joe Exotic, Tiger King, the show.
The Way. Like, it's The Way. Thank you.
I had to get that in.
This needed to be exposed on a very large scale level, and it has.
Yes.
And I'm like happy that we know about this. Same. I'm like, let's go get them.
And I'm excited that, like, you know, hopefully maybe it brings more awareness to, like, the whole tiger.
Right, the big cat situation. Because, like, tigers are going extinct, first of all.
And there are more here in captivity than there are in the wild.
Then that bothers me. That alone. We didn't even get to that part. But, yes, Tiger King is the show, The Way.
All the way.
Free Joe Exotic's The Way. Bernie dropping from the presidential campaign.
Not The Way.
And we're obviously sad about it, but.
But again, you guys, wake up, pay attention. Please think about the greater good.
Absolutely.
That's all I got to say about that. And that's always going to be The Way.
Thank you guys so much for tuning in today. We hope you guys stay safe and healthy out there.
Bye, guys.
Peace.
As always, thank you so much for tuning into The Way. Catch you next week, same time, same place.
Follow us on Instagram at The Way Jazz and Tay and on Twitter at The Way JT. Don't be afraid to DM us if you have any questions or suggestions about the show. Until next time, bye.
Peace.